This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Bobby Wood Jr. doing so well is going to hyperdrive fans' expectations for what Jack Caglione should do the second he gets to the big leagues. Bobby Wood Jr. set an unfair standard. He showed up to the big leagues and was immediately a really good player, really good player. And then in a year, he was a top 50 player. In 2 years, he was a top 3 player, top 5 player in baseball. Because he is the most recent super prospect, right? Because that's what we're talking about. Caglione is not like any prospect who comes to your system and you get excited. You're like, ooh, here comes, you know, Kuderna. And you're like, all right, I'm excited. You know, like, yeah, whatever. You're excited. You hope they come up and have success. Jack Caglione is a top 50 player in baseball, according to Baseball America. He's the Royals' number one prospect. He's a big deal.
And he hits home runs.
And he hits home runs. So. And he's 6'5", 240 or whatever, 220. And so, like, he just looks like a damn baseball player, and he hits massive towering home runs that go 500 feet. People are going to assume that he should immediately be an all-star caliber player. And what I'm just telling you now is, like, not just for spring training. I know this is more of a future conversation, but because we're going to get our first look at him today, temper regular expectations for a player to adjust to the big league level and not just be the way Bobby Witt Jr. kicked the damn doors in and was immediately an all-star.
I think during spring you can get all fired up, you know, with whatever he does, and you should enjoy it, right? That this guy eventually is going to be a big league player. But yes, he hasn't even played in Double A yet. So the first time somebody in June has an 0-for-20 streak, we don't need to be saying, all right, well, time to bring up Jack Caglione, which I know that's going to happen, by the way. But like, don't need to do that. He's going to eventually be a really impressive player for this organization. But he's basically played fall league, and that's it. Now, he was a college player, so the timeline is much quicker. I think there's a chance in August we might see him. But that also means something kind of goes wrong with an injury or something at the big league level, most likely. And it means that he's raking in Northwest Arkansas, where we may or may not be making a trip.
Yeah, I kind of feel like another Coding Gold road trip would be fun. The last time we did it was for Bobby Wood Jr. So we would actually not be helping in this case. Does that mean, like, we're actually actively hurting this? We have, on this show, discussed doing other road trips. And at other times, it was like, well, but there's not, like, a dude. There's not, like, the guy to go see. So, like, yeah, we could go down there and go watch a player who we think might be a good big league player, but we like to make those trips when we think it's the guy. Caglione's the closest we've had to that since Bobby Wood Jr. because of the level of prospect he is, the power he possesses, the maybe premium position he ends up playing if he ends up in right field, because that is a premium
position. Hopefully that's what it ends up being.
Major League Baseball. Well, yeah, because then in that case, Salvi gets to still split his time between catcher and first base and DH, and Vinny gets to split his time between first base and DH, and he continues to stay healthy, and they all get to have a really, 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 really good lineup together all at once. He possesses all the skills. He's got a massive arm. He hits huge home runs. You know, it's all the stuff you would expect out of a high prospect, high draft pick. He's going to make it to the bigs quick, it seems like. Because if he makes it in August, he wouldn't even have had a full year in the minor leagues for the Royals. So that supercharges the expectations. Versus if he just spends this year in the minors and he's back in big league camp next year, and it's like, ooh, maybe he will break camp, and probably having a slightly different conversation. But Bobby came into the bigs immediately. They could have held him hostage in the minors, remember, for a month and a half to get an extra year of control, and they didn't. They just put him in the majors. Same thing they did with Mondesi. Those are the last three that come to mind, unless I'm missing somebody. There was Mondesi, so then there was less expectation, I think, for Bobby. Not zero, because he was such a star. But Bobby got to come in with people being like, well, we'll cool it a little. The last time you told us a guy was great, it was Mondesi, and that didn't work out. But now it's the opposite, I feel like, for Caglione, where it's going to be the Bobby Witt Jr. scale, and can you meet that?
Caglione is 70-1 to win Rookie of the Year.
70-1?
Yeah.
That's just too...
There's 12 players with better odds. He also is not going to play enough. He'll be eligible for Rookie of the Year next year. Don't worry.
Who are the other Rookie of the Year candidates?
The favorite is Dominguez, who's been talked about for many years in the Yankee system. Jason Dominguez.
And he got some time in the big leagues last year, just not enough to qualify as a
correct
non-rookie.
Christian Campbell. And then Jackson, is it Job over with the Tigers? He's got the third best odds. The Tigers have a couple guys, actually. I mean, that's credit to their organization. Jace Jung, Trey Sweeney. Like, the Tigers have three guys that are in
the top 15.
Feels like
the Orioles a couple of years ago when they had all their stars come up at once.
They still have Kobe Mayo's another kid for the Orioles that is in the mix for Rookie of the Year this year. But some of this is just trying to also project who not just can have a good year, but who's going to even have a chance to play enough to be ultimately eligible when it's all said and done. Like Kumar Rocker is a name out of Vandy we all remember many, many years ago.
I really want
he's
Kumar
in,
Rocker.
He's in the Rangers organization, right? And he's 16-1 to win Rookie of the Year. But
is... Because, like, I'm just thinking back to now. Skeens won it last year, and rightfully so.
On the NL side.
Is he the favorite to win the Cy Young this year?
The NL, by the way, I was only listening. On the NL side, Dylan Cruz with the Nationals is one of the favorites to win in National League. NL Cy Young favorite is Paul Skeens, 2-1.
That's it? 2-1? Where's Reagan's on the AL side? Now we're getting into it, so I'm getting down a rabbit hole.
He's got the third best odds, 11-1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.